Well, that was
better.
Yeah, much better.
Not to put words in your mouth.
Yeah, that was much better. And I think you could see a lot of the guys, especially that got in last game. You know, just getting the timing back and getting in that game mode. But a lot of guys also that hadn't played a game yet, I thought they were quick to jump into the pace of the game.
You talked this morning about how you're not going to rush to any conclusions
right.
with your decision making. I mean, how tough are the kids making it? All of them had a great
game. Well, and, you know, it's continuing the process and the evaluation of it. You know, this is what we said. Like, after last game, we played a poor game and we weren't going to rush decisions, and now we played a very good game tonight, but we're not going to rush decisions mm-hmm. on that too. It's just, but I will say that a lot of guys helped themselves tonight.
First time the two teams have met since the realignment, and already there doesn't seem to be a lot of love lost between the two teams.
No, I don't expect that. We hopefully get under a lot of people's skin. You know, if we're playing the right way, then we should be pretty frustrating to play against, and I felt that we did a good job of frustrating them in a lot of areas tonight.
Jets were really changing their forward lines a lot, especially after the first period. You probably noticed that. Does that mean that you were doing something right?
I don't know. I wasn't in in their office, so I'm not sure. I mean, to be honest with you, I was more focused on our group tonight. And, you know, I thought that, you know, we weren't perfect, but I thought that we did a lot of good things. And I'm sure, you know, they're in the same situation as us. They're trying to find chemistry, and they're probably trying to find some answers too.
The play of the hollow line, they were in the offensive zone all night. First of all, how impressive was Hala's game in particular?
Well, first NHL game, that was, you can tell he's a confident kid.
Yeah.
And you can tell that he's confident, but he's modest, and he's, you know, he's got a really good attitude, and I was very impressed with him, you know, and I think it showed. You know, when we're putting him in 4-on-4 situations, we're putting him in penalty kill situations late in the game. You know, he's one of those guys that you know, it's kind of the more you watch him, the more you get to trust him.
And Dumba Stoner, the heck of a pair tonight.
Both those guys were great for us, and so I mean the really solid game. I like the way our veterans played tonight. You know, like young kids. Yeah, absolutely. It was a great game by him, by Mitch. You know, young kids. You know that they're coming in and they're really playing for something. What I liked is the way our older guys came in and they're playing for something too. They showed that they want to be ready and want to be good to start the season.
Fred didn't want to take as many penalties as you did, but the penalty kill looked pretty good.
Yeah, penalty kill was great. Goaltending was great. I mean, like I said, this is one of those games that it was kind of the polar opposite of the game that we saw the other night. The other night we were not good really in any area, and tonight we were pretty strong in all areas.
Nice to see Harding come in and play
as
well.
Yeah,
Kemper,
he was good.
Kemp's,
yeah, I know. Yeah, he was great. I mean, all those penalties that we had in the third, and he stood tall. Kemp's has played well all camp, mm-hmm. so that's a good sign for us. But, you know, I was real happy to see Hards come in and play the way that he did.
I never saw a replay, but did Medved get an elbow up on Scheifele?
Or I don't know.
Okay. Did you?
I didn't see a replay either, but no, I mean, it was. I thought that was a clean hit.
Okay.
When Charlie Coyle and Danny Heatley get that 2-on-1 goal,
yeah.
Does that necessarily mean that you're looking to maybe pair those guys up more?
These are the things we're looking for. We're looking to see who clicks with who, and you know, and I mean, Danny's a guy that we all know is going to produce offensively, and we're counting on him in an offensive role for our team. So anybody that we're putting with him, we need them to contribute, and so that's what we're looking for right now.